the rest of the story. Used to be fun working on the old cars in the old days when a screwdriver, an adjustable wrench, and a pair of pliers would fix almost anything. It was fun to touch up paint when a sander, some filler, and a bit of elbow grease erased dings and restored like new luster. Nowadays, cars are too complicated under the hood for us shade tree mechanics, and the new cars are now painted at the factory electrostatically. Did you know that? The car moves into an enclosure where the metal is charged in a manner that attracts the paint spray as a magnet might, and so that it gets sucked onto the metal surface completely, evenly, perfectly. Cliff Reeves of Macon, Georgia, is undaunted by all of this sophistication. He has devised a most extraordinary hands-on human technique for removing pockmarks and scars and scratches from even these newest cars, and with the same degree of perfection as the sophisticated electrostatic systems. His technique is the rest of the story. In a garage in Warner Robins, Georgia, Cliff Reeves needs factory help only in identifying the exact code number of the original paint or the customer's preferred paint. You would be amazed, he said, at how many shades of white there are. After the customer confirms his choice of color, the challenge becomes keeping the paint spray equidistant from the curving surfaces of today's streamlined models. He uses an ingenious framework of string stretched over and around the circumference of the car. These will guide his hand so that the spray will travel precisely the same distance over the convex and concave surfaces. For his own convenience, Cliff also follows a guide bar along the floor with his toe. Cliff's always enjoyed cars. He's working now on a 72 240Z sports car, loving every minute of it. First, with a 36 grit and a sander, he removes dings and scuffs and scratches. Actually, he removed about 80% of the old paint on this particular job. Then the filler is applied and smoothed to factory perfection. Then he masks the chrome with a masking tape. And then, in order to get his precision finish, which has other car body people standing around watching in awed amazement. Now, understand, many of these others are more than reasonably proficient at controlling paint spray with professional preciseness, though none so deftly as does Cliff Reeves. And the whole secret is the time he is willing to invest in advance of the prime coat and the finish coats, stringing that string. The string attaches to poles, becomes a web, which at all points is precisely 14 inches from the surface. The strings are attached to four old brake drums at the corners of the car, thus to allow for the irregularity of the car streamlining. I'm not describing the guide string construction very well, but believe me, it works very well, and the finished job done by a human hand is altogether as perfect as that which is performed by factory robots with all of their electrostatic controls. Eventually, Cliff hopes to open an auto body shop where he can expedite his procedures and do this work full time. Right now, Cliff is only 18. And right now, he is a full-time student at the Georgia Academy for the Totally Blind. Now you know the rest of the story.